a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Good morning. Leading us in prayer this morning is Reverend Brad Urbach of the Pier Fort Peer Ministerial Association. Following the prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Haley Henrichs from Beersford.
We pray. Holy and gracious Father, creator of all good things, we thank you for this day and we thank you for the men and women of this Senate. We pray that you'd bless them as they go about their business, even though it's short this day. Be with them in their travels home, to be with family and to be with those whom they represent. We pray for safety in those journeys this day. We also ask you, Father, to be with those who are about restoring electricity throughout our state, for those many rural electric workers, for safety in their tasks, and that power will be restored quickly in those areas where people are needing power to be restored. So bless our proceedings of the day. Bless the men and women of this Senate. Keep them always in your care. This I would ask in my Lord's name. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstead, Klochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 46, 48, 64, and 66, and recommends said bills do pass, and Senate Bills 26 and 47, which were amended, and recommend said bills do pass as amended, and Senate Bills 71 and 73, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Gene Hunhoff, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 7, 8, 10, and 11, and recommends said bills do pass. Gene Abdallah, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Education respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bill 1020 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bills 1022 and 1023, and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And Senate Bill 63, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass. And Senate Joint Resolution 1, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Cooper Garnos, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the nominations of Wanda Blair and Mark Kimball and recommend the confirmation of said appointments. Respectfully submitted, Larry Roden, Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1001, 1007, 1014, 1015, 1043, 1064, and 1103, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, a concurrent resolution opposing the government takeover of health care as currently proposed by Congress and encouraging preservation of states' rights regarding health care regulation.
A referral to committee of Senate Concurrent Resolution 1 is waived.
Senator Knutson moves that the printed calendar of Thursday, January 28th, the 12th legislative day, be deferred to Monday, February 1st, the 13th legislative day.
been moved and seconded by Senator Knutson that the items that appear on the printed calendar today, that is the executive appointments, motions and resolutions, the second reading of Senate bills and of House bills, be deferred until Monday. Any remarks? Seeing none, those in favor of deferral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Mr. President.
Senator Dempster.
Mr. President, personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Gordon, if you'd be kind enough to stand before us in front. I have bad news for us. You have problems with your computer. If your computer isn't doing what you think it should be doing, too bad. You're on your own. A friend in need is a friend indeed, and Gordon, you've been a great friend, or Jordan, you've been a great friend to me. Every time you've kicked my computer for me, and you've done it a couple, two, three times, it's done exactly what I want it to do. And I'm going to guess that's true for many of us here. Jordan, you've been very kind, and you've been very skilled at what you do, and we most appreciate it. And I think you deserve a round of applause from us all.
We'll move now to first reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 130, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the township road system. Senate Bill 131, an act to revise certain provisions concerning when motor vehicles are required to have lighted front and rear lamps. Senate Bill 147, an act to establish a legislative policy to biennially review the highway needs and adjust the highway user fees. Senate Bill 128, an act to allow certain taxing districts to exceed the maximum property tax levy as the median level of assessment is adjusted. Senate Bill 129, an act to revise a taxable percentage of property for non-agricultural and owner-occupied property classifications. Senate Bill 153, an act to equalize certain maximum general fund levies for school districts. Senate Bill 123, an act to suspend certain tax refunds to suspend the issuance of permits providing tax refunds for certain facilities and productions, to suspend the issuance of permits allowing a lower tax rate of taxation for certain facilities, and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 134, an act to provide for divestiture of state investment funds in certain companies liable to sanctions under the Iran Sanctions Act of 1996. Senate Bill 135, an act to provide certain incentives for energy conservation by energy utilities through voltage regulation. Senate Bill 137, an act to nullify certain federal health care laws within the state of South Dakota.
Those Senate bills which just had their first reading are referred to the following committees: to Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bills 127 and 151, to Appropriations, Senate Bills 143 and 144, to Commerce, Senate Bills 125 and 136, to Education, Senate Bills 124, 145, 156, and 159, to Health and Human Services, Senate Bills 152, 154, 157, and 158, to Judiciary, Senate Bills 126, 132, 148, and 149, to Local Government, Senate Bills 133, 141, 146, and 155, to State Affairs, Senate Bills 123, 134, 135, 137, 138, 139, 140, 142, SJR 6, and Senate Bill 150. To Taxation, Senate Bills 128, 129, and 153. And finally, to Transportation, Senate Bills 130, 131, and 147. First reading in reference of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1043. An act to revise the risk pool rate methodology to revise the number of risk pool benefit plans offered and to revise open enrollment for uninsurable children. House Bill 1064, an act to establish a process for persons exposed to certain blood-borne infections to require testing for blood-borne pathogens and to provide for the confidentiality of the source individual. House Bill 1103, an act to authorize the use of golf carts in certain municipalities and improvement districts. House Bill 1007, an act to repeal, update, and make form and style revisions to certain statutes related to the Aeronautics Commission.
Those House bills which just had their first reading are referred to the following committees: to Agriculture and Natural Resources, House Bills 1014 and 1015, to Commerce, House Bill 1001, to Health and Human Services, House Bill 1043, to Judiciary, House Bill 1064, to Local Government, House Bill 1103, and to Transportation, House Bill 1007. That concludes our business. Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs, Monday morning, 10 o'clock.
Any further announcements? Senator Northrup.
Thank you. Monday's a big day in appropriations. We've got at 8:15, we've got the governor's office. Later in the day, we've got Bureau of Finance Management, we've got the Department of Labor, and we've got the Bureau of Information Technology, all on Monday starting at 8:15.
8:15. Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, 7:45. We're going to finish up on Senate Bill 1. Thank you.
Senator Edelstein.
Health and Human Services, 7:45 Monday.
Any further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Gray moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.